This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 7/11/22, show number 407. Big week ahead for the markets, Nick.
Yeah, this is a tremendous week ahead. We have the CPI report, I believe, on Wednesday. Last time we had that report, it led to a new 52-week lows for the stock market. So everyone will be watching and keying off of that report. Earnings season starts off this week. It begins with JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, I believe, Taiwan Semiconductor. They're all scheduled to report on Thursday. So that's another big event that will take place, obviously, for a month as earnings pour in. And then, you know, this week we're at that time of the month again. It's options expiration for the month of July. So it's going to be a wild one out here. Expect the markets to be all over the map. Don't look for any one direction of guidance or any trend to continue. It's going to be all over the place. As you know, this is a week of institutional game playing. This is also a week where you're going to get a lot of rumors, a lot of ridiculous upgrades, downgrades, and then you can just get news that is actually off the wall. So expect the unexpected. In my opinion, this is the real Shark Week. And I think that Shark Week shows, I think they start up this tonight as well.
All right. So it's Shark Week, and we got a lot of games coming up ahead. You know, earnings. Everybody's concerned about earnings, especially with the higher dollar. What do we have to look forward to here?
Yeah, well, that's the obvious, right? So the dollar has been a powerhouse lately. It's been so strong. In fact, the dollar is up again, making new multi-year highs. Last time we've seen the dollar this high, you know, we have to go back over a decade. So it's quite remarkable, the strength in the dollar lately, and that hurts the multinationals as they cannot sell as much of their goods abroad. So that is certainly a big deal, I would think. But I have to say, earnings this time around have been watered down so much. The markets may pull it off where they actually have better than expected earnings because expectations are so low. Let's call it what it is. Everybody, you know, is already saying we're in a recession. I mean, if we don't hear the recession word thrown around 10 times a day, I don't know any other word that's being thrown around as much. So everybody's expecting, you know, recessionary talks. I have to think earnings are very, very watered down this coming quarter. So we'll see how it plays out. I always tell my members, we don't care about the number. We care about the reaction from the number. And that's what we watch for.
All right. And we got like yet another lockdown in China, in Macau. The casinos are shut down.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, China just doesn't seem to know how to get past this coronavirus. I don't know what else to say over there, but the casinos in Macau have been shut down once again. Obviously, the leading casino stocks, Wynn Resorts, the Las Vegas Sands, MGM, Melco Crown Holdings, that's a Chinese or Hong Kong ADR. These companies are just getting hit pretty hard today. So all of the leading casino stocks are under pressure. But we're also seeing pressure in a lot of the Chinese ADRs today. So, you know, if you look at a lot of those names, whether it's Alibaba or JD.com, these stocks were just starting to flash a little bit of life. And today, you know, they're all down pretty sizable. Even the FXI, which is a Chinese ETF for large cap companies in China, this is down 4%. So, you know, again, Chinese stocks, the ADRs have been very, very difficult to play recently. And this news just makes them really difficult. I find it strange, though, that it coincides with Options X. Maybe it's just the conspiracy theory theorist in me.
Too convenient, huh?
Always. It just always seems to coincide with that options expiration week. It never seems to fail.
Interesting. Hey, so gold today is kind of off a bit.
Yeah, gold today really is struggling. And more so, I would think, just because of the strong dollar. It's been weak as of late, as you know. It's not really down that much. I don't want to make too much out of gold. It's down about a quarter of 1%. It's not a big decline. Gold is very oversold, and you know, there's a fair amount of support at this area, but it's been weak. The pattern is not strong in gold, and I think traders still got to be a little bit cautious, you know, trying to nibble down here with it. It's options X. Obviously, it could be all over the map this week, but the bigger time frame pattern is not very strong for gold. So I'd probably lean towards some gold miners that are starting to look attractive as opposed to the metal themselves.
Okay. Well, at some point it's going to turn, and then it's going to be that moment where you want to load up the truck, right?
Absolutely. So this fall, you know, it's just part of the bigger picture. You know, we're supposed to go lower. I know when we were at the highs and I said that, nobody liked to believe it, but you know, we're way off of the, you know, the highs, which were north of 2000. Now we're at, you know, the low 1700s. So you're going to get a great opportunity. You know, the funny part will be, Kerry, when the time comes, will traders want it, right? Will they buy into it, or will they think that, you know, gold is just a useless relic? But you're going to get that opportunity. You just got to be ready for it. And again, it's still, right, in my opinion, the bigger picture is still a lot lower.
All right. That's a real interesting observation, and we'll see if reality bears you out. So finally, Bitcoin, it's still staying above that, you know, that $20,000
psychological
mark.
Yeah. Psychological 20,000 level. Well, you know, that just goes to show you how big that level is, going back from December of 2017, I believe, right? 2017. So again, that's just a big, big level, and it's being defended. And again, you're just bobbing and weaving above and below 20,000, no breakdown there. But the reality of it is, when this pattern consolidates, say, for 2 or 3 months, then it really sets up for a further decline. And I think we'll probably go south of 14,000. So, you know, short term, Bitcoin lives to fight another day. Bigger picture wise, this thing's going to go south of 14,000. So just be aware of that. The trend is down, especially on the larger time frame. And there's, you know, that December of 2017 support area, which was the major pivot, that can only hold for so long. But so far, it's hanging in there. And, you know, again, if you're savvy and you could trade the short-term stuff, you know, there could be some bounces in here. But ultimately, this is going lower.
All right. Well, that is it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he has beaten the averages, the indexes, for decades. The Twitter feed's at ITMS. At Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz. And your comments are welcome. Send them to kl@kerrylutz.com or on the YouTube video comments. We will be covering a bunch of them this week, I promise. So send them in. Nick, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.